Blog Talk Radio.
Are you due for a relationship makeover? If you had the power to wave a magic wand, would you use it to improve your relationship? Well, there may be some hope. You're about to embark upon a journey. A journey that may prove to be vital in improving your relationship, whether it be with your spouse, significant other, children, co-worker, family, friends, or even yourself. A journey that if you simply open your mind to desiring a positive change in your relationship by listening to this show, it just might happen. You're about to take a journey into the Dr. Jesse Walker Show. Warning, the show can be contagious.
Hello. Hello and welcome to this edition of the Dr. Jesse Walker Show. I am your host. I'm Dr. Jesse Walker. I'm going to be with you for the next 30 minutes. And the show is actually your half-hour inspirational program. So I am so grateful that you joined us this evening. And we've got a fantastic show for you tonight. I want to encourage you to go in and listen to some of our archives. And I want you to really take a look at those archives and look for a show topic that may be applicable to a situation that you may be going through, whether that's tuning in to the relationship show on Friday night from on Tuesday night from 7 o'clock to 8 o'clock p.m., once again, from 7 o'clock to 8 o'clock p.m., or you may certainly go and listen to some of our archive shows on the half-hour inspirational program, which airs every Friday night from 7 to 7:30. So you can find a show, I'm certain, that will be a benefit to you. I want to give thanks to God this evening for allowing me to be on this broadcast, doing the half-hour inspiration program now, February marked, I want to say 3 years. I am so grateful for that. And for the inspirational show, I want to give praises to God for 2 years. I'm sorry, 5 years. This month, marks our anniversary for 5 years on the air. So I am very grateful for that. And tonight we've got when I tell you a really great show for you tonight, it's really, really a great show. I have been planning this show for some time. And as many of the shows, I'm very compassionate about this particular show because I've pondered this even as a child myself, and it's very good. So the fact of the matter becomes that since it's such a great show and I'm so passionate about it, I really want you to particularly stay tuned for this program. I want you to really stay tuned to this broadcast. All right, we're going to invite the presence of God, the Holy Spirit, into our broadcast this evening. Father, we want to thank you for all that you've done, all the blessings. Now, as we go into a study of your word, we ask that you would open up my thoughts, give me the word to give to your people, help them to be receptive to this, and that they will be blessed as a result of it. These and other blessings, we thank you in the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Ghost. Amen. All right, let's begin. And just before I go into tonight's topic, I want to thank all of you all for tuning in to last week's show and the show before that, where we did several series on nearing the end of your rope. And if you're feeling discouraged, I want to encourage you to go back and check out some of those topics. And you'll find them in the archives. So if you're really feeling, out of it, then I encourage you to certainly do that. Tonight we have a topic, as I said, that's very near and dear to my heart, and I want you to take a look at this, and I want you to ponder just for a moment your thoughts on this particular show. And as we get into it, I'd like to know what your thoughts are. You can always contact me online at drjessewalker.com. If you need to reach out to me, you can certainly do that as well by sending an email online at drjessewalker.com. Or you can go to drjessewalkerinc.com or drjessewalker.com. Any of those three will do. Now, tonight's program is going to be a three-part series, and we're doing part one tonight, and it's titled The Order of Man to Make Him Whole. The Order of Man to Make Him Whole. You know, when I think about the whole person, I'm thinking about someone who is well-balanced, a person who seems to have his or herself together. And when we talk about the order of man to make him whole, we're talking about mankind. And I think our starting point in terms of making the man or mankind whole starts with that. It takes us back to creation, and it takes me back to creation. When God created man, you know, he created that the corpse, and the man did not become a living being until God breathed into the nostrils of man. And that's when God put his spirit into man, man became a living being. So that to me right there, we don't always understand the depth of being a spiritual being, because we don't often see that spiritual person. Instead, we are so caught up into taking care of our physical needs until we don't often feed the spirit man. And the spirit man is just as important. So it starts right there, because I believe that we are spiritual beings having a human experience. And so we go to Matthew 6:33, and I want to read the scripture. It said, the word says, of God says, but seek ye first the kingdom of God and his righteousness. And all these things shall be added unto you. I pause because I want you to digest some of this. So the Bible in Matthew 6:33 tells us, but seek ye first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and all these things shall be added unto you. You know, I want to take that scripture just for a second, and it may appear that I'm taking certain things out of context. I'm not going to necessarily go and look at what was taking place prior to that scripture. And I'm not going to, for tonight's sake, take a look at what was going on after that scripture. In other words, I'm not going to look at scripture 632 or 634. I want to focus just for a moment. I really want to focus tonight on just that particular scripture. And I know people have said that, well, you know, ministers, they will take a scripture and they will use it to their benefit. They will take things oftentimes out of context. They will take those things out of context to make a point for their own benefactor. Well, I can assure you tonight, I'm not doing that for my own benefactor, but what I am here to do this evening is to present this to you in such a way that I want to focus on that. I want to focus on that. You see, there's a word there that's a conjunction. It's a conjunction that brings something else to it. And that conjunction begins the scripture with the word but. So when when I'm having a discussion with someone, and it almost seems like an interruption or an interference or an interjection or an insertion. And when I say but, I mean, we can be talking about something. Let's just say, for example, the Super Bowl. We talked about the Super Bowl and knowing that Peyton Manning's team, the Denver Broncos, was playing, and we know that Seattle Seahawks were playing in the Super Bowl, and people may have gone on to rant and rage that Peyton Manning did not win the Super Bowl this year. And they may talk about how the players of Seattle, the Seattle Seahawks team, and I believe I'm getting that right, and if I'm missing the Seattle Seahawks, then forgive me, I ask in advance, and you'll know what team I'm talking about because you would have done your research on that end. But I believe it could have been the Seattle Seahawks. But so we say they went on to rave about the fact that Peyton Manning, the Denver Broncos, did not win the Super Bowl. They went on to talk about how magnificent the Seattle Seahawks played. And they talked about the individuals that were able to receive a Super Bowl ring. And then I can come in and I can say, but, and the fact that they may say, well, Peyton Manning didn't win. They had a lousy game, et cetera, et cetera. I can come in with that conjunction and I can say, but. And that means, you know, it grabs the attention of people. That word but means something is about to come that usually has some facts associated with it. But usually has something to go along with that to bring clarity, to bring some understanding. To present some factual or some additional information to fit into the puzzle of things. And so I can say, clearly, I can say, but, even if it's saying that, oh, well, this team, the Denver Broncos, don't have a player on it that didn't have a Super Bowl ring, I can say with an interjection, you know, and clearly say, or an objection and say, that's not true, but, the exception is, Peyton Manning has a Super Bowl ring. If I'm not mistaken, he has two of them, if I'm not mistaken. I know for a fact that he has one. I haven't done all of my research on that, but I do know that he has one. And so it would seem as if that is totally dismayed or dismal, where people might begin to say, well, you know, feeling sad and disheartened and may have lost countless money on betting on the Super Bowl. Because they believed in their team to win, and they may have come out disappointed. And, of course, those that went to Seattle were, in fact, very well pleased, I'm sure. Well, no one probably expected such a blowout, a one-sided or lopsided game as it was. But, you know, we can go in and we can say, but, even in the law they use terms like but for, you know. So here we have the scripture. And it starts out with that very word, but. You know, there's something that's coming. And it says, but. So whatever was going on prior to, here's that objection. Here's that interjection. Here's that interceding, if you please. Here's that interceding. Here's that powerful element. And that is coming in and said, but seek. That means to look. But seek ye first the kingdom of God. So that says to me, seek ye first, that God has a kingdom. God has a kingdom. God has a kingdom. And so, in mind, we want to make sure that you understand. Because tonight we're talking about the whole person. The whole person. That's what we're talking about. The whole person. And so, you know, I used to ponder this as a child in church all the time, and I began to wonder, what would make a person whole? You know, why is it that sometimes people may struggle over here, they may struggle over there, you know, and they seem to be some praying people. I mean, filled with prayer, filled with the Holy Ghost, and yet they're having struggles. You know, oftentimes even a woman or a man is praying about their significant other, and they're wanting them to even come to church. You know, for years they They may be struggling over something. For years, it may be a financial situation that they're going through. For years, it may be the children that seem to have gone wayward. It could be anything that they're going through. And so, and you say, well, but I know Mama, or I know Papa, I know Father, I know Auntie, I know my aunt grandmother, I know my grandfather. They have been some righteous people, because as kids you think that people that are in church are so holy, you think that they're righteous. And so you begin to think that, say, but they seem to always be in church. They're always praying. They have us in church all the time praying. They have us studying all the time. And you begin to wonder, you say, well, why is it that they're going through this time of where it seems that things are just so one-sided? Why is it that grandmother does not have enough money to cover her rent or her mortgage? Why are the people going through these things? Well, you see, or why is it that Mom and Dad are going through these financial crises? You see, in the Bible, and it says the child begins to say, well, I know my mom and my dad, or I know my mom was a praying woman. You know, she was a praying woman, and I know she sought the kingdom of God, and I know she sought his righteousness. And yet all these things did not fall or were not added unto her. And this becomes a powerful, powerful thing. And so when we look at it, we begin to say, well, what is happening? Is it God's fault? Is it that Mom or Dad or Grandma supposed to struggle for the rest of their lives? Are they supposed to do that financially? Or is Mama supposed to be praying for Daddy to come to church for the rest of her life when Daddy has free will, and if he doesn't want to go, he shouldn't have to go? That's his free choice? Or is God going to scare him into coming to church? Then that means that God didn't give him freedom of choice. Why is it that, you know, you don't find a 15-year-old in the first grade? Somewhere along the way, change has to come. And if change is not coming in your life, then it is not God's fault. You see, because, you know, I believe that whole person becomes a balanced person. And so it's, I believe, seeking, but seek ye first the kingdom of God. I believe that's the starting point, and his righteousness. I believe all these things shall be added unto you. I believe that the things that will be added unto you is those things that you need for growth, just like a child goes to school. They may start first grade at 5 or 6 years of age, and they're learning. It's a developmental process, and I believe it's the same way with the Word of God. It's a developmental process, starting, just like the kid starts in either pre-K or kindergarten or first grade. There's a starting point. There's a starting point where the kid starts and say, Mama, Dad. There's a starting point, or a point of origin. And so when we find that point of origin, everything else begins to add on to that. The parent doesn't start out, I don't believe. They may have a christening, but they don't start out with the child saying Jesus or God. The child hears certain things, and instead of calling the parent by their first name, which oftentimes other people are calling the parent, the child understands Mama, Papa, or Daddy, or Dada. It's because the parent is teaching them, Mama, Mama. And then they show where the female, Mama. And then they'll point to the man, Dad. And so the kid starts to associate. They put on there's a connotation there where the male, the female becomes Mama. The daddy becomes Dada. And so it goes on. And so the same way, but seek ye first the kingdom of God and his righteousness and all these things. All of these things, just like that kid going through a developmental stage, that kid begins to understand as they get older. That's why you won't find a 15-year-old in their right mind in first grade, because there has to be progression. And the same thing with God's people, the ones who actually seek him do, because I believe, become whole. And that wholeness is other things that tend to fit into that puzzle, which means don't it just expect, you know, reading of the Bible, you're going to hear about countless stories that took place during the historical biblical times. And see, those people who they were not just reading 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, the Word of God, but they had to occupy, they had to live also. So in order to live, they needed to perhaps take on some education, some form of education, whether it was formal or informal or whatever the situation was. They had to learn some type of trade in order to be able to survive. And that's the same thing that happens to this very day. Yes, we go to church, but then our lives, some people are living such a struggling life, particularly here in America, is because they have not allowed these other things to be added unto them by becoming a balanced person. And so that's what it's all about. We're going to go to the phone lines just for a second here, and we're going to bring in someone and get their thoughts on this very evening. All right, you're 786-523. Welcome to your half-hour inspirational program. Who do we have on the air with us, and welcome?
Hey, Dr. Walker, this is Lion. How you feel?
I'm doing really good, Mr. Lion. How are you this evening, sir?
Oh, I'm doing just great. You know, I tell you, it's a very powerful topic you're talking on.
Yes, sir. We're here tonight, and we're talking about our topic for this evening. You know, we're bringing this topic out because I think it's a topic that a lot of people need to hear. And we're doing a three-part series on it. And if at any point you want to join us for the full session at the top of the hour, you know, we got another 2 weeks to do with that. We'll give you a couple of minutes to give us your thought on it. We're talking about the order of man to make him whole. The order of man to make him whole. And I'm talking that a lot of people they get things mixed up. You know, we read Matthew 6:33, and they think that it's only enough to just seek the spirituality of God. But, you know, just like I said, a first grader, you're not going to find one in their right mind, 15 and in the first grade. They should not even be in elementary school at that level. But what happens is there's the developmental stages. And a lot of our folks that call themselves Christians are struggling, and they wonder why. It's because they have not become that whole person. And I'm talking about man and woman, that whole person by becoming balanced. Give me your thought on that, Mr. Lyons.
Well, it's many chapters to that type of situation. Sometimes some of our ancestors had to be the bridge in order for us to be walking across the bridge, because of the foundation physically of what Marcus Garvey, Malcolm X, and Martin Luther King, Megan Everett, Harriet Tubman went through. Is the reason why we have some form of justice today, because of the struggles and the barriers that they broke down, even though prejudice still is in existence and is still here, even with the Trayvon Martin situation. So, but to me, I don't think it was ultimately bad as it was back in the 30s and 40s. So sometime many of our ancestors or our grandparents had to go through so much in order to make things a little easier for us children as of today. But now, when we go out and we create unnecessary struggles, living amongst beyond our means, trying to purchase things that are going to put us in deep in debt, and these are some things that we don't create unnecessarily. So that's why I say it all depends on what angle you're coming from. Sometimes grandmamas and granddads had to go through so much and take so much in order for the grandkids can have a better life. You know, sometimes it was that way.
Right,
you know,
but
so
here's what I am presenting for this evening. I'm saying even if it was grandma, grandpa, our parents, even if they were going through something at that time, whether it was racism or otherwise, there were still certain things that nothing happens unless God allows it to happen. And I mentioned on, I believe it may have been last week's program, or the week before that, that slavery is not of God. People misinterpret the Bible. You know, where it talks about serve your masters. I look at that as your employer. And so people take the Bible out of context, and I said that at the top of the hour for their convenience. Now, even with, because I can reflect on personal stories about my grandparents having, you know, having means. And so somewhere in order for a person to have means, you know, you believe it in God. And also, you're doing something to occupy as a human being on earth. And I think that that's what people fail to to do is to change their situation, to change their conditions, change their way of thinking, which is the starting point. You know, a starting point to make it better. Yes, believe in God, have faith in God, but then get up off of your knees and go do something about your situation. Now, give me that's where I'm coming from, Lizzie.
Well, that makes nothing but sense because Scripture says, James 2:17-24, says, faith without works is dead. It has to be a combination to where that faith alone, as far as in believing in your heart that God raised Jesus from the dead, you're saved. You have to apply some works to show yourself approved, as well as studying 2 Timothy 3:16. So it has to be a combination. But again, I say, when there's certain scriptures that have been doctrine to say that you should love your oppressor, if someone busts you in the face, turn the other cheek. Love those who slave you, and if they force you to go 1 mile, go 2 miles. You know, even in that concept alone, and like I said before, if you're going to support human rights, you can't follow certain concepts of these type of scriptures because it degrades your humanity. So me as a realist, as well as a believer in the Lord, I do know that no one should be hit on their face and they turn and accept the other hit too. No one should be a slave. No one should take abuse, especially unnecessarily and unrighteously or abuse, period. But then again, I'm not even talking about the master aspect, because you remember, Paul did say that in Ephesians 6, chapter 5, verse, as well as Peter reiterating in 1 Peter 2, chapter 18, verse. But I'm not even going there now. I'm just going by the method of what was said allegedly upon the Jesus writing according to Matthew, the Matthew 5, chapter the 38th to the 46th verse. And that's the reason why African Americans have really suffered upon the hard slavery concept for so long. And those in the Caribbean were fighters, and they really refused to allow Napoleon or the Englishmen to stay in their countries, and they fought them out. They started the first revoke.
We got about 30 seconds, Mr. Lyon. I'm sorry to cut y'all. We got about 30 seconds. I'll give you 30 seconds more, and then I got to bring the show to a close. Go ahead, sir.
All right. Well, again, you know, I like your show, especially on a Tuesday night, but on a Friday night, you know, it's good if we can probably talk some and then listen more, that we can share more, because I tell you, knowledge is great, and no man knows it all. I'm forever learning, and it's good. But, you know, just keep me in prayer and remember that no one should abuse anyone, let no one hit him
out. I agree with you. I agree. Mr. Lyons, I do appreciate it, and I'm going to ask you to be my feature guest next week at the top of the hour from 7 to 7:30, and I want to do an interview with you if you're available for next Friday night from 7 to 7:30. Would you be available?
Okay, we'll try to make that happen.
Okay, next week is part two of this here, you know, talking about the whole man. So we're going to thank you for that, and we're going to ask you to stand by as I prepare to bring the show to a close this evening. Thank you so very much. All right, now, as I said earlier, you know, talking about tonight's program, and that's Mr. Lyons. He's going to join us next week as our featured guest. Now, I want to give you just a tidbit. That's right. I want to give you just a tidbit on what I mean by making the man whole. You know, what makes the man whole? This is very important. I want you to get this because we're going to talk about this in part two more in depth. Okay, we're talking about the order of man to make him whole, part one of three. All right, we start out with Matthew 6:33, talking about the spiritual aspect. But seek ye first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and all these things shall be added unto you. Now, added unto you, I believe the steps that you have to take is to make the man whole. Just like that first grader goes through that developmental stage and so forth and so on. The mental capacity. Mentally, you got to become prepared mentally. There's a spiritual component, spiritually, then there's mentally. And then there's also physical, the physical aspect. Become whole by becoming physically, you know, that physical aspect. And then there's the emotional component. You see what I'm saying? There's the spiritual, the mental, the physical, the emotional. And also, to make the person whole, there's some other areas. Financial. You see, if you're going developmental stages, you need components of all of this to become whole. But you start with Matthew 6:33. We're going to continue this on next week. I trust this program has been a blessing to you. as much as it is to me. And if it is, I encourage you, pick up the phone, call somebody, tell them about it, so that they can be received this blessing that's coming out to you tonight from around the world right here in this studio. And I want you to tell people, because we've got the Tuesday show has over 600 archives. This show has well over 300 archives. So I want you to find somebody, tell them that they too can be blessed by hearing the word of God. Until next Tuesday, or if you choose to bypass next Tuesday, join us next Friday for your half-hour inspirational program. I'm Dr. Jesse Walker. I want to say to my listening audience around the world, good night, God bless, and thank you, God.